comfortable with it. Hang on here.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of this works?
Oh, man, I don't really know how it works at all, so...
Oh, okay.
I mean, right now I can't think of anything specifically that I have for questions, but...
Okay. Well, if questions pop up, you fire them at me. I always say the guys that are educated on our services are usually the happiest customers because they know what they're paying for. They know what they're
mm-hmm.
getting, you know? But have you ever done a search on Google before for just maybe a fireplace
sure.
or chimney sweep?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Have you seen how there's like a map that pops up there of Scottsdale and surrounding areas, and then
mm-hmm.
there's three guys next to it?
Yep.
Okay. That's where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement. So we had
yep.
a listing that became available, and you made it onto the qualified candidates list. And my reps like Tara, they're basically just going down the qualified candidates list looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once
yeah,
we
I was
fill-
just saying, somebody just called me 10 minutes ago. Talking about the same
it.
Thing.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, because the Google partners get the list. So we're not the only Google partner. There's actually four premier partners out there. And so we all get the same qualified candidates list, and we're all trying to fill that same spot. But once the spot fills, you'll stop getting the calls, right? We can only work with the allotted
gotcha.
Amount of positions. So
gotcha.
The guys that are up there now are like Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts, the Top Hatter Inc. and Newman's Chimney and Dryer Vent.
Okay, just to let you guys know, because I had somebody else, Angie, contacted me too to create
oh,
more
okay.
leads, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not really interested in like service calls. I mean, I'm not interested in going out to do service work. We
right.
do new installs of new fireplaces and products. So if people
mm-hmm.
are calling me and they want me to go clean their chimney, I'm not the guy for that.
No, so the great thing about these first page placements on Google is they're very customizable to the business owner's specific wants and needs.
Yes.
We only list you for the keywords or services that you want to be found for. So if you're telling me, like you're saying now, hey, I only want like chimney installation, I don't want general maintenance, we can list you for, you know, chimney installation or repair. That way the calls that are coming through had to have been within 40 miles of Scottsdale, and they had to have typed in that exact phrase to even get recommended your Google business profile and be able to contact.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're just in a general category. Obviously, if you decide to move forward, we'll do a client interview and we'll customize the area and the services that you're listed for at that time.
Okay.
Okay. That was a great question. Home Advisor by Angie's actually, they're not as specific as Google advertising. I would imagine with that service, you might get some unqualified leads, and I know that they do charge
you know,
per lead. So
yeah, I signed up, and I still need, you know, I'm just really busy getting this business set up. I signed up on Friday with the guy. He's a nice guy, but
mm-hmm.
I haven't even had time to download their app and to get going, but I got a couple of alerts, and it's, you know, chimney cleaning, and I'm not really interested in that. So I already emailed
right.
the guy and said, hey, if it's just service stuff, I'm not your guy. I mean, we want new installs. I'm not going to go out and service products that I didn't install myself. There's just no money in doing that. I'm not interested in that at all.
Right. Yeah. So they're going to have a hard time getting you your ideal prospect just because they tend to broad match things in the category. The only reason I know that is because they use Google advertising in order to get those leads that they sell to you on that platform. So
yeah, I even talked to them and I told them that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if these jobs come through for him and they're not, you know, I'm going to have a problem, and I'm probably going to be calling him up and say, hey, man, you're going to have to cancel me because these aren't the leads that I want. I'm not really interested in these leads. So.
Yeah, yeah, they broad match. So they basically put themselves on Google for everything in the chimney category, and then they'll sell you those for that category. they don't get in there and thread through if they're doing sweeping or repair. You know, they just kind of send them over as they come in. The problem, too, is not just that they're not always going to be qualified. They sell those leads to, like, three or four of you guys at a time. So it's like you're basically bidding against them.
There's not a lot of fireplace people here. It's definitely it's an area that's lacking in representation in the valley. I mean, mainly I work in, like, high-end custom homes that are $1 million, $2 million and up. Some of them even, you know, $10, $15, $20 million homes. That's kind of where the bread and butter is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't really want to waste time on doing service calls for, you know, somebody to clean their chimney or something.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You're definitely in a niche of a niche.
Yep, sure.
So no, that's totally fine. We could definitely connect you with the ideal customers. The great thing is we have Google Analytics too. So we can look at, like, the specific services you provide, and then we could see which keywords that are being used the most for those services. That way we don't have to guess on how we should list you in order to get you connected with that ideal prospect.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available in that chimney category, because you have to have that in order for us to post you on the first page for this area. And that's why we're reaching out to you. And once we fill that, they have us close out the category. So I know you said you talked with another company. What held you back from moving forward during that conversation?
You know, what held me back is that it's Monday and my plate is really full right now, like overflowing. I have so many customer inquiries, bids to do, things to get back to. I just don't have a lot of time to, you know, my focus is on getting my business at hand handled right now.
And I hear you.
I got a huge list on my desk that I have to get to.
No, I hear you. And it's a great opportunity. You know, Google advertising isn't something you should neglect at all. Just even getting Google verified helps a lot from a credibility standpoint. Not saying that you're not credible, but people, you know, they only know what they see online a lot of the times, you know, if they haven't heard
Absolutely.
Of you before. So
yeah, we'll totally, dude. I get it 100%.
Okay. So yeah. We'll get you Google verified, get you on the first page. Do you have your own .com?
I don't yet, no.
Okay, maybe I can help you with that too, actually. We have a package that includes a website as well. Okay, are you doing any social media, or is it just Home Advisor by Angie's right now?
I'm pretty much just word of mouth, and like I said, I've been doing this for 25 years, so
yeah,
it's like I get,
you know, people.
I mean, last week I went to Santan Valley to and Queen Creek for four different sales calls that just, you know, just from referrals. So, I mean, you know, four different things in one day, you know.
Wow.
So I've just been doing it for a long time. So I like the idea of these things, but I'm also, like, still so busy just managing my book. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You already have a pipeline built up, you know, that's awesome. You know what I mean? Word of mouth is the best.
But I definitely, you know, I just haven't got to it yet. I definitely want to get a website going, and when I was setting up my company on, you know, on Google and everything, some kind of a hang-up happened, but I definitely want to have a presence on there for sure.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get you Google verified. Once you're Google verified, you only got to do that once for as long as you own the business. A lot of Google's verification goes through the partners anyway, so that's what we handle on a regular basis. But for you, we'll not only be able to get you verified, but now have that first page placement to go along with it. So instead of your listing just kind of floating around and only going to people, you're giving it, you know, a business card or telling them to go to it, or that look you up from your 25 years experience. We'll be able to connect you with new people that are actively doing the search at the moment they're doing the search, you know, so that's always huge.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. For sure.
They'll offset, you know, what you're spending on it, you know. So I sent you a pricing page link here for the state of Arizona. They have a package called a Platinum Package, and it's kind of designed for a new business. I know you have a bunch of experience, but the business is basically new. This one has the website in it. It also comes with, like, Bing submission. They usually pull from Google's top guys for their top recommendations anyway, so you'll be a first option on Bing. We just have to do that separate submission. And then also you'll have Amazon Alexa voice search results and Apple and Safari. So if they're searching on an iPhone, you're visible there too, just separate submissions. And then we also run Facebook ads on this campaign and do another popular directory submission that includes Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So, I mean, this should really cover all your bases online with the exception of what you're already doing with Home Advisor by Angie's. And we want to basically be like a one-stop shop for you in case Google says, hey, you know, he needs to change this keyword or service on his website so it matches up with what he's being marketed for in the Valley. And we could go in there and make those modifications without having to bug you and have you call the website guy and relay the information. It just creates a headache. So it's kind of seamless
right.
We could have it all under one roof and then one customer service department available to you to take care of it all. The only issue with that package is it's advertised at $5.99. It's that one called the Platinum Premier. I can get you that package for $2.99 month to month as part of that new in business credit. And then I could also lock in that pricing structure. So that way you keep that rate month to month. And I know of the Google partners, you know, that would be the most bang for your buck as far as getting a platinum package, getting the website, getting all these things done for your business. Obviously, if you're just doing the Google advertising, they might be able to quote you something cheaper. But to be able to have the website and all these additional features, you know, bundled into one, it's breaking it down to about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, I think the other guy was less.
Probably.
Like $1.99 a month or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I could do something like that. It would be more like our essential, but the difference is you wouldn't have any of like the Facebook advertising and some of those directories would be missing. But if you just wanted first page placement and the website, I could do that for $1.99 if you're just looking for, you know, the lowest rate to get things started.
And then you could upgrade later on if you wanted to, I guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I'd be putting you on the pro package, and if you want to upgrade to the platinum later, it's just a phone call. I'll be your account lead, and then we have an account management team. So if you let me know you want to advance, we could always just charge the difference and add that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Even just a local listing, though, will blow Home Advisor by Angie's out of the water. I just want to assure you of that because you're in a niche of a niche, so I don't even think they're going to really be able to hit the kind of guys that you're looking for without the customization that Google keywords and Google Analytics are going to be able to provide.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need to probably touch base with them because, you know, whatever, it costs money, and if it's not going to fit what I'm doing, then I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay that money if it's not hitting the right people.
Yeah, lead gen companies are invested.
I don't want service calls and come clean my chimney and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, so that's exactly why you need Google advertising. Lead generation companies like that, they're invested in getting you as many leads as possible because they charge per lead. So they don't really get into the specifics. They just kind of group you into this business category of chimneys. And then everything that has to do with that, that's what they're going to send over to you. And then if you open them, they'll start charging your account for the lead fees. So there's going to be a lot of unnecessary spending.
Like he's got, you know, like a flat fee of like $3.15 a month for up to like 18 leads or something like that.
That's interesting. I actually barely started hearing that this morning, and I've been here 12 years. They always did like pay per lead, but you're the second guy I've talked to today that had told me that they paid them like a flat rate, and then they're doing like a guarantee of a certain amount of leads, almost like the Google Guaranteed program.
Yeah, maybe they're starting something new.
Maybe they're losing a lot of people to Google, so they're trying to.
probably.
They're trying to pivot. Yeah, but the Google Guarantee program is very much like that, except for the leads are exclusive, and they hand it off to you with the customer live on the line too. So you'll have like a human being that's kind of pre-screening them and matching them up to you and making sure that it's a good fit before they call you with the customer, and then they don't actually charge you the lead fee unless you accept the appointment or deduct it from your total of leads guaranteed.
Right.
That's something we could grow you into too, but usually you want to have like the Google verification done and have a certain amount of reviews and gone through the this process basically for a month or two, so that way they know that you know, you're legitimate before they start saying, hey, let's do a background check and guarantee customers that, you know, we've vetted you right? Because the Google guarantee isn't just to you and the amount of leads that you're getting, but they're also guaranteeing the homeowner or business owner that you're working with that we've vetted you. And, you know, they also give them a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work. So that way they kind of incentivize to go with you.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but we'll get you there. You know, obviously, if we start out with this, and everything goes according to plan, it shouldn't be very hard for us to accumulate the reviews either. If you have 25 years experience, I mean, once your Google business profile is up and running and your tracking system, you could go back to old customers and just send them the text message link. They could put the star rating on there and write some reviews on you, and we could probably build those reviews up within the first month.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that myself, actually. Just, hey, put a review, give me a review on Google or whatever to some of my clients, just to kind of get things going. Yep.
We always recommend it. There's an app that we have that you download, and then you could actually just plug in their number, and it'll send them like an automated text message asking about their experience to put the star rating and type out the review. And if they just submit it'll update and we verify them.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So where are we at then, I guess?
It just depends on what route you want to go. Do you want to start out 199 and just do the local only with the website, or do you want to also have the Facebook advertising in there for the platinum bundle at 299?
I think the 199 is good. I don't, you know, I'm old school. I'm old, so I don't even really do social media.
Well, we do
but
it all for you.
It's good.
Yeah,
sometimes it's good not to do it because. I mean, I had a customer that was a really difficult customer, and they wanted to put this review on us, and guess what? You can't, because we're not up there.
Yeah.
For people who want to slam you and stuff like that. So,
yeah, well, we do have review monitoring too, Jeff. I haven't mentioned that, but if you do run into, like, some customers like that are just unruly, or even if it's not a customer, maybe somebody just wants to bash it because they don't like you for whatever reason, you know? You can always let us know. And we can expunge those, you know. Google has verified reviews, so we try to verify that it was actually a customer of yours at some point, and not just somebody bashing your business. And then also, they have to be logged into their email in order to write the review. So that way it's traceable back to them, and we could dispute it. They can't just go on there and put, like, 20 bad ones from the same, like, fake email address. It won't get up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have to create your Google business profile and submit it for verification. I'll send you the verification form. You got to fill that out, and then we'll also do a client interview to customize this campaign and dot the I's, cross the T's here. But I'm assuming Jeff's short for Jeffrey, right?
It is.
All right, what's your last name?
I started my Google thing, like I said, I don't know, a month ago or so, and it got hung up, so I started my business profile. It's just not...
We have it. I'm just looking for any discrepancies. Yeah, and then I'm going to send you the verification form. There's something wrong with the verification process, and that's why it's never completed. So what they do is you fill out this form. They're also going to send you a PIN in the mail called a PIN verification letter, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of that we need from you when it comes in. And then also the client interview will help us customize the campaign and get through the video verification if we have to. So the video verification is kind of like the last resort. We have you do the PIN in the mail and fill out the form first. And if there's anything missing from that where Google can't verify you, then we just verify it over the phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get it knocked out for you. What's your last name, Jeff?
Last name is Blay, B-L-A-Y.
Okay. And the business email address where I can send you everything in writing and the receipt?
It's Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, Scottsdale Fireplace at gmail.com.
Okay. I had your name spelled so wrong. People do that often, huh?
Probably.
Okay. So it's G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y.
Yeah, that's how I spell my first name, but the email is just G-E-O-F-F. I don't have the Jeffries on the email.
No, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm just editing the first name here because I had a J-E.
Sure.
On the account. Okay, I gotcha. And then the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you is the number that we're on now?
It is.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and update. All right, Jeff. And how would you like the hours of operation for Scottsdale Fireplace LLC listed?
Let's just say 8 to 5, okay. Monday through Friday.
Closed on the weekends or by appointment only?
By appointment only.
Okay. I like that, because then they could still call you, but it's up to you. You can hash it out with them when you have them on the line, you know?
Yeah, if they're close by, I can run over, but yeah. Got a lot of other stuff going on the weekend.
I hear you. All right, and then Google's going to send this pin to you in the mail. It's like a postcard-sized envelope. It'll say Google on it. It'll have your business name on it. There's a little 5-digit number on the back I'll need when it comes in. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
9823 East Redfield Road.
Got it.
Scottsdale, 85260.
Okay. Do you want me to hide your street address online or leave it displayed?
Yeah, hide it online. That would be okay. Nice. Yeah.
All right. Got it. It'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing, but the pin will go to the nearest cross street, so it won't be very specific.
Okay.
They won't be able to show up there. Okay. All right. Save. All right. And then we are going to get the website built for you. Do you have a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past that we could use for that in your Google business profile?
I do have a ton. I even attached a bunch of pictures to my Google profile already.
Okay, let me go.
I don't know if you can see those or not, but I do attach a bunch there.
Okay. I sent you my direct number and extension. I'm also going to send you an email address for any new ones. Okay?
Okay.
So any new ones you want to send in, just send them to that email so that way it doesn't come across like pixelated. But we could definitely pull from your Google business profile. We do need you to send the logo, though, just for branding reasons to show that we have permissions to use the company logo on your website.
Yeah, I need to. Actually, the Angie guy was working on a logo for me. He sent me a picture, but I didn't really like it very much. So.
Okay. Yeah, we can help you with that. We could also make sure it's not breaking any copyright laws, too, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So if you send over what you have, though, maybe we could use that as a foundation or what you'd want to – let us know what you'd want to change on it, or if you just want to try to send some things over.
I emailed them back this morning and just said I don't really like what we got going on, so I think they're going to redo it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, from my perspective, I feel like once you see this work, you're probably going to leave those guys anyway, so I don't know if we should go too far down that rabbit hole of having them build stuff for you, because I know that they try to hold those things hostage, basically, to keep these guys on with them every month or every year. So,
that's the thing. I mean, I could be pulling the plug on this before I've even started, even though I gave them my credit card, because I haven't really been, I've only seen a couple leads, but if it's just service crap coming through, I don't really want it.
Yeah. So, I'm just telling you from experience. I've been doing this 12 years. When I started here, they were called Service Magic. So, I've a lot of the guys, when I start working with them, if they're using that, they end up leaving it. That's just a common trend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why they're adjusting their strategies, because they're going, hey, if we don't keep up with this, everybody's just going to do the Google advertising.
Gotcha.
All right. So I sent that over, and then I put in the request for the domain. We got to see what domains are available. They'll let you know during this client interview if they have like ScottsdaleFireplace.com or ScottsdaleFireplaceLLC.com available. But we'll get that domain for you. And then what do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Maybe like the end of the week. Maybe Friday.
All right. Well, I mean, we submit the profile to Google today for like all the verification and everything. So we do like to get the customization and the client interview done as soon as possible. We usually do them like same day or day after.
Okay. Well, tomorrow then.
Probably
I have a pretty busy morning, so maybe like early afternoon, maybe like 1 o'clock or something like that.
1 o'clock I can, I have a 12 to 1 Mountain Standard.
Yep. You got one at 12?
Yeah, 12 o'clock Mountain Standard. We're in Southern California, so we're on Pacific Standard Time, so that's 11 to 12 our time.
Okay, so it's 12 to 1 our time then. We're like
right.
A little bit ahead of you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. We can make that work.
Okay. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before just as a heads up reminder to make sure that that's still a good time for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But there is going to be another representative on the line with me from the client interview department, and they'll actually walk you through it step by step. It's pretty easy.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $199?
I've got a Visa card for you.
Okay. And does this just have your first name and last name on it, or does it say Scottsdale Fireplace LLC as well?
It does say Scottsdale Fireplace on it, yep.
Okay. Let me add that so you can add it to your write-offs here. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN?
It is.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Jeff, I'm ready for you.
4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
2502.
2502.
0870.
0870. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
10 of 29.
10, 29, and three-digit code on the back.
005.
005. Okay, and then there's a security question in case you want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you or vice versa. Somebody calls in, we want to make sure it's you. So you got three options for this. You could do your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, what was your mother's maiden name, Jeff?
Smith.
Smith, okay. Most common last name in the U.S.
Yeah, that's pretty easy for me to remember, too.
All right. Let me go ahead and save. Save. All right. And then before I authorize the transaction and send all the paperwork over to you, I got to walk you through a 60-second voice verification recording. If I say anything during the voice verification recording that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just double or stop me, and I could always double-check or re-verify, make sure we're on the same page, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Scottsdale Fireplace, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jeffrey Blay. Owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, that was a weird one. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building your Google Business Profile or GBP from scratch. Mm-hmm. But you're not binded to any kind of contract, so it's just a recommendation.
Month to month then. Okay, cool.
100%. Yeah, yeah. We want you guys coming back on our own. That lets Google know we're doing a good job, too, you know. Obviously, smart business owner's not going to keep paying for it unless we're doing our thing.
Right.
But it says the first month's payment is going to be a non-refundable payment just due to the discounts that I've provided on that pro package there. So it says the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 9th of 2024, and the discounted amount of $199 for a pro package. I've included the custom website for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure, Jeff. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the ninth day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $199 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you're ever going to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due, or like before the ninth of the month, so that way we can stop it from automatically charging you. And it says,
okay.
Do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When this payment clears, you're going to receive three text messages. It's going to be a username and password for your tracking system. You'll have a full outline of the service agreement in writing that you'll have to sign off on, and you'll get that Google verification form. You got to fill that out.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to seem like a lot of stuff right now. I know you already got a lot on your plate, but we'll walk you through it step by step. Once you get through this portion of it and it's all up and running, I'm telling you, it's a lot easier. You just got to focus on the calls as they come in and get good reviews.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
But we need to do the verification, so that's kind of like the hiccup. Once we got it all verified with Google, then it's pretty smooth.
All right.
All right. So let me know when you get those three text messages, and then we're basically good to go until our client interview tomorrow at noon.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Did you get it?
Let's see here. I got an email.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to come as email and text message to you. So you're going to get them on both formats, okay, unless you opt out of it.
I didn't get any. Oh, I did get a local splash.
There you go.
Access your dashboard.
Okay, that's the tracking system there. They also have an app, and they'll send you a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. It's like an 8-minute-long YouTube video. Definitely recommend doing that. It's a good, like, little walkthrough session.
Somebody else is calling me now, too. It's probably another person trying to get me to do this, I bet, huh? Not Local Splash, but a different one. Okay, I got text messages now.
It's possible. Once they get the notification that we're working together, the calls will stop. But you could just politely decline, let them know, hey, I've already started working with somebody.
Okay. So I got one now that says you can log on to your account at Local Splash with the password and all that stuff. So is that what I want?
Yeah, but there should be one that has your subscription terms there. So it'll tell you to, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. That's the actual outline of the agreement with the discounted pricing structure and everything that we're doing for you month to month. So that's probably the...
I feel like I got that one in email.
Okay. Yeah, that works too. I just want to make sure that you have them there, and then also the Google verification form.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And at least that way you know what they look like, too. So if we disconnect here, you know exactly what we need without having to confuse you or have you look for it later.
Okay. I do have the verification.
Okay. Perfect. So I've already put some notes in here that you're focused on fireplace repair. They're going to pull together some keywords, so we have recommendations ready for you during the client.
I'm not focused on fireplace repair. We're focused on new installations.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want fireplace repair.
No repairs. No maintenance.
I mean, I made maintenance stuff that I install, but I don't, you know, if people need work done on old installs that I didn't do, I have people that I send their way. I don't do it, but I have some other companies that I work with that I refer those jobs out to.
You don't do any kind of like chimney sweep?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to notate it like that. Obviously, new fireplace installation is just one keyword, so we give you 15 different keywords. So we're going to have to pick your brain a little bit and figure out what the other avenues are out there that we could market you for. That way we're kind of casting a net there and bringing you as many opportunities as possible. But I also want to see maybe if there's some other keywords they might be typing.
There's a whole bunch of stuff I have to do here right now that I'm not going to be able to do right now.
No, you're fine. That's fine. It might take 2 to 3 days on average for guys to get back to us with the Google verification form. I just wanted you to know what it looks like and what it's asking of you.
Okay, I got it. Yep,
don't stress out about it.
I just entered some of my info. Can't really save it, though. I have to start it all over again.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you could go in there and hit upload file as you go, but just, you know, that's why I say, hey, you know, note down or make a mental note of what you need, and then obviously later, once you're able to get it all, you can snap pictures of it and send it in real quick.
Okay, sounds good.
If you get stuck later on when you pull it up, just call in. We have 24/7 customer service, and then I sent you my direct line, too.
Okay, all right.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for signing up.
We're good for now.
Yes, Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to work, but look out for our call tomorrow at 12, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you then. Bye.